I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan, a Beaumont Republican, signed a civil warrant for the arrest of State Rep. Philip Cortez, a San Antonio Democrat, who on Sunday rejoined his colleagues in Washington, D.C. to help prevent the passage of a GOP-backed election bill. The warrant is not likely to have impact since Texas law enforcement lacks jurisdiction outside the state, though it is the first one signed by the speaker since over 50 House Democrats left the state to block Republicans from having the quorum needed to pass legislation during the special legislative session that began earlier this month. Last week, Cortez returned to Austin from D.C. in what he said was an attempt to engage in good faith dialogue about House Bill 3, the voting restrictions legislation. Other Democrats criticized Cortez's move, saying the lawmaker did not first consult with them before returning to Austin. By Sunday, Cortez was back in D.C., saying in a statement that discussions on improving the legislation had not produced progress. In a statement on Monday, Phelan said that Cortez had represented to him and his fellow members that he wanted to work on policy and find solutions to bring his colleagues back to Texas. The speaker went on to say, as a condition of being granted permission to temporarily leave the House floor, Representative Cortez promised his House colleagues that he would return. Instead, he fled the state and has irrevocably broken my trust and the trust of this chamber. After Democrats left the state, the House voted overwhelmingly to issue what's known as a call of the House in an effort to regain quorum. Part of that effort included sending law enforcement after those Democrats, though Republicans acknowledged that state authorities couldn't force lawmakers back to the Capitol so long as they remained out of the state. The current special session is slated to end August 6th, and Democrats said they don't plan to return to the state before then. Governor Greg Abbott has said he plans to call additional special sessions to get his priority legislation passed. The University of Texas at Austin announced Monday morning that it will not renew its sports media rights contract with the Big 12 that is set to end in 2025, giving the first formal signal that it's planning to leave the athletics conference. The decision comes after rumors surfaced last week that UT Austin and the University of Oklahoma would leave the Big 12 and join the Southeastern Conference, which would then include 16 schools. If UT and OU were to leave the Big 12, it would have drastic effects on the remaining Texas schools that are part of the conference, such as Texas Christian University, Baylor, and Texas Tech. The size and scope of the two schools' football programs help drive television revenue and interest for all of the teams in the conference. SEC paid participating schools $44.6 million last year for television rights fees, and the Big 12 paid $38.3 million, according to reporting from the Houston Chronicle. In response, a group of Texas lawmakers filed legislation last week that would prohibit Texas public colleges and universities from switching their affiliations with collegiate athletic conferences without approval from the legislature. The bill is effectively a symbolic move to express the lawmakers' displeasure. It's unrelated to any of the topics placed on Governor Greg Abbott's special session agenda, which means it's ineligible to be passed into law. Even if Abbott added the football legislation to the special session call, it would likely be fruitless as the legislature has been ground to a halt because Democrats absconded to Washington, D.C. more than 2 weeks ago to break the House quorum and block a GOP voting bill. If UT and OU were to join, 16 schools would be part of the SEC and make it the first national superconference. Join us for the Texas Tribune Festival, taking place virtually September 20th through the 23rd. And in person in Austin, September 24th and 25th. This year's speaker lineup delivers a diversity of experience and political ideologies. Newly announced TribFest speakers include Chris Matthews, author, journalist, and former host of Hardball, Renu Kator, Chancellor of the University of Houston System and President of the University of Houston, Dade Phelan, Speaker of the Texas House and Republican State Rep from Beaumont, Catherine Hayhoe, Chief Science Officer for the Nature Conservancy, and many more. Find details and info at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by the Association of Electric Companies of Texas. AECT is your resource for understanding the electric markets in Texas. Get an overview with our Electricity 101 at aect.net.